I've observed, and I want to hear what you have to say about it, in the women in our film, one of our women, several of our women have kids, but one of them in a particularly poignant to me, I'm a mom, moment, said that her service dog was a solution for her, not for the reasons, many of the reasons we've all heard about, that we know about, just being a really good invisible injury therapy dog, but that for the first time she knew her kids could go to school and not be worried about her.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to me a double whammy of mommyhood. On the one hand, you've got your kids there, used to their mom taking care of them, and all of a sudden mom needs care, and kids are parenting mom, and mom feels lousy about that. Can you elaborate on that kind of configuration and how you actually start to deal with that?
Absolutely. That goes along with the roles that the expectations we have of ourselves. So many of our females, they come home from their combat experiences, even if they're not even outside the wire, just being deployed to the rear area, it doesn't matter. They come home from their deployments, and maybe they're having some issues with their post-traumatic stress, which I would expect, that's to be expected. And the kids are going, Mommy, Mommy, you know, I'm so glad you're home. And sometimes the conflict inside our females especially are, okay, I'm glad I'm home, but don't get too close to me. I don't want to be smothered. Just, you know, stay away. I don't feel like I can connect with you. And so our female warriors, that really hurts them to the core of their soul, because they know they just don't have the resiliency to step up to the plate and be the mommy they were or want to be. And so so maybe they go into a shell, maybe they regress, and they go into a self-comfort mode where they withdraw. Maybe they start using maybe alcohol or drugs or other avenues of isolation and detachment, just to make it through these issues that they're trying to deal with. Maybe they're sleep deprived and they just don't have the energy on any level to put forth to parenting their children. So then the children are seeing this, and it's a very painful thing. We're seeing regressive behaviors in some of our children. They're starting to bully. Sometimes they're starting to show cognitive deficits. And because of their anxiety level or their own depression, and their grades are starting to go down, maybe they're starting to use drugs and alcohol. We're seeing some of our children starting to join gangs and do tagging. I saw that in Hawaii when I was there with the 25th Infantry Division. So our children are very affected, and they are switching on these roles of the caretaker. The story you're saying about, is it the dog's name is Lila?
I was speaking of Alexis and Sooner, and in our interview with her, Alexis talks about once Sooner was there and she started feeling better, the kids were much more, she was so much happier because her kids were so much more comfortable with her being okay while they were gone.
The burden was lifted. And our children carry the burden. When the parents, I mean, even if you don't even have a deployed family, for example, and let's just say the parents are having a hard time, or one of the parents are having a hard time, the children bear that burden. They start blaming themselves. They start taking responsibility for the fact that their mom or dad aren't happy or not feeling well or are depressed. So this is a beautiful story in terms of how that relationship with that little dog, that animal, that friend, that confidant, that everything, that living life force, it lifted the burden of care off of the shoulders of the children. And it gave them a sense that, you know what, Mommy's going to be okay. Mommy's got a companion that makes her feel better, that takes care of her. So I'm off duty when I'm at school.
Two of our women, both Alexis and Sue, also said that it was their children that pulled them through it. That if it hadn't been for their children, well, for Sue, she was in Walter Reed for 2 years, learning how to walk again on prosthetic legs. If it hadn't been for the kids, she doesn't know if she'd have the energy. And the same Alexis, dealing with her PTSD.
That's reconnecting with relationships. That's reconnecting with something that's larger than ourselves. And we, who are mothers, we know we have a tremendous responsibility to be there for our children. And we want to be there for them as long as we can be and to parent them. So they grasp on to the concept of, this is my meaning and my purpose in my life right now. I can't give up. I've got my children to keep, you know, living for. I want to see them grow, graduate from high school. I want to see them get married. I want to see my grandbabies. So this is the way that people reconnect with something that's larger than themselves.